Log Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is our Halloween extravaganza. I am your co-host, Matt Mann, and I'm emanating live from Bedwine, Ohio, and sitting right next to me, a mere 634 miles away, is the one and only J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are you doing today, Matt?
Mr. J, I am doing pretty good, and I'd like some feedback from the audience right away to make sure they can hear me, because I'm trying a new phone system here. So let me know if you can hear me okay. Other than that, I'm doing great. I've been off today. I have a new schedule, but I'm looking forward to the Halloween weekend. How are you doing?
I'm just doing great. Our first show under the lights, and it was kind of a long night waiting for time for the show. And it's kind of like just sitting around, and then bang, you have to perform. I guess it's kind of like it would be for a porn star who didn't have a fluffer.
Exactly. Kind of like Capri Anderson waiting in Charlie Sheen's room, although I don't think she had to wait too long.
Without the fear and the, you know, having to lock
and
herself
and the
in the
loathing and the drunkenness. And by the way, yeah. Capri Anderson, she is hot.
Call me. Hey, can you think about that? The porn star and the low point of her life was being in a hotel room with Charlie Sheen.
He is just misunderstood. He's a good boy, and I think he's going to get back on. I think he's going to get back on track, Jay.
You think so?
Yeah. Well. Anyway, we have a big show for you tonight. It's our Halloween show. It's full of ghosts and goblins. And I already have a problem with this new... I already have a problem with this setup. I'm not used to wearing a headset, and my left ear itches like hell.
We're both coming to you through the magic of Google, calling in on the Google line in our Google studios. Someday they'll be our sponsor, so we're practicing. But it is Halloweekend, right? And right here at the beginning of the show, we want to remind everybody that we have a Facebook page.
I'm sorry, Jay. I was scratching my ear. It is really annoying. I mean, I wasn't just making that up. It really itches like hell. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, we do have a Facebook page. Please like us and tell your friends to like us on Facebook. Our fan page is I'm With Stupid, and we also have a website. It's imwithstupidradio1.blogspot.com. So get on board and like us and hate us and whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever publicity you give us, we'll appreciate that.
Absolutely. And just to let you know, BTR has been doing the same thing for the last couple of weeks now, and at some point during the show, you will probably lose audio, and it'll be buffering. So just refresh the room when that happens. You may have to refresh two or three times, but we're worth it, or pretend that we are and do so anyway.
And we are worth it. And while we're at it, before we get into the show, Jay, I'd like to acknowledge Augusto, Catcher's Dude Mom, Curious Chris, Felix, Guest, Night Ramblings, Mike Net, and Seeing Clearly for stopping in the chat room.
All right, so it's a big move to Friday night. Off to a great start.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, moving here to the nights, it's kind of like night games at Wrigley Field. You know, it's an even more festive atmosphere, but yet we still hang on to that little sense of impending doom.
But we do that every week because we know something exactly. Bad is going to happen.
Yeah, we're just waiting for all hell to break loose.
Exactly. It'll either be BTR itself or Time Warner or whatever, Google Talk. Let's get into Halloween. Okay, let's get into the Halloween celebration. Many of you are going to have fun this weekend celebrating Halloween. The thing is, this Halloween itself proper falls on a Sunday, which is an interesting juxtaposition with the Catholic faith. So I don't know, Jay, if you want to talk something about that or not.
Well, a number of communities across the country, some civic-minded organizations, were a little concerned about Halloween on a Sunday, a traditional, you know, important day for Christians. And so a lot of them they worked up some petitions, and in many towns, Halloween is actually going to be observed on Saturday night. In fact, they're doing that here in Redneckville. A little group got together, and I don't really know who they presented their petition to, but I assume we have a Holidays and Observances Board or something. And they're going to do Halloween on Saturday night here. And since, of course, I know most of the people in that group, they asked if we would be willing to play a little public service announcement to our vast audience to remind everybody that of this little move.
And being the nice people that we are, we're more than happy to do that.
Oh, absolutely, because we are here to perform a public service. So we'll just go ahead and run that right now.
All right.
This is Jimmy Bob Bubba Botkins, president of the Boone County, Arkansas chapter of the Do Gooders for Jesus Club, reminding you that observance of Halloween will be on Saturday, October 30th this year. I think we can all agree that we don't want our kids dressing up like ghosts and goblins and witches and going out begging for food on a Sunday. It just ain't right. So we moved it to Saturday, where it won't offend anyone other than the Seventh-day Adventist, and they're a bunch of weirdos anyway. So, if you must, get your Satan activities on Saturday and then come worship the baby Jesus on Sunday and be forgiven. Also, remember that the next meeting will be held at the First Full Gospel Independent Church of America in Lead Hill this Thursday at 7 p.m. Anita Cox will be providing refreshments, but remember that she refuses to serve anything other than unsweetened tea, so if you want anything else, you'll have to bring it yourself. This is Bubba Botkins for Do Gooders for Jesus. Thank you, and God bless America.
And we'd like to thank Anita Cox for that.
absolutely.
And,
nice
and
lady.
We're glad we could.
Nice lady.
She is beautiful, too. nothing turns me on like a long skirt on a short woman. Kind of like Blanche Lincoln.
Kind of. Except that, yeah.
The only thing is, I feel bad. I was listening to that PSA, and in our production meeting, which, folks, if you don't know, we have, oh, my God, we really get into it. We get hot and heavy over the content of the show because, you know, we want it to be the best. I was worried about the Jews on this PSA because they get left out, too, because they celebrate their holy day on Saturday. But then I was thinking, you know, they have 8 days at Hanukkah. For God's sakes, get over it. We have one.
Good point.
Okay. Good point. You didn't see that coming, did you, Jay?
No, no, I didn't. You left that one out of the intense strategy session that we had.
Well, it was during the time when I picked up a knife and stabbed you in the back, and you didn't know it.
So, are you celebrating? Are you celebrating Halloween weekend, Matt? Man, are you handing out anything to the little beggars tomorrow?
Oh, I'm handing out stuff, all right. Tomorrow, at the beer mine, I'll be working the beer mine from 11 to 9 tomorrow. I'm dressing as a priest. And we hand out suckers all the time to the kids who come through with their parents. And I'm looking forward to being dressed as a priest and saying, "Hey, kid, here, have some candy." It's Father Mahoney,
like,
for God's sakes.
That sounds like a fun time for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, just hope the cops don't get called. And the Department of Liquor Control doesn't come through.
Yeah. Other than that, should be no problem.
Yeah, it should. I don't know about you, but some people don't celebrate Halloween. You know, they don't want to hand out candy and all the crap like that. But one of my favorite things about Halloween, regardless of that, is the whole week, the entire week leading up to Halloween, and it spills over into the first week of November, is all the scary movies that are on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm a freak about scary movies, especially if they're cheesy old movies. But I like some of the newer ones, and I've got a few that I'd like to impart to you. Maybe you haven't heard them all. I know you have, Jay, and because you and I have sat together and watched these things. We reviewed them during our intensive show prep.
That's right. I bring the popcorn, you bring the beer.
Exactly. I know one of our favorite ones involves a talk show.
Why don't we play that?
Would you like to hear a trailer for that, folks? Of course you would.
As soon as you can find it, you can play it.
No, I actually, Jay, I am on the ball. This 11 o'clock at night thing with a nap is working out quite well. Actually better than the 11 a.m. Sunday. I've got my finger on the pulse. And here's a trailer of one of Jay and I's favorite horror movies.
An eerie and evil specter is terrorizing the host, crew, and audience of a wildly popular TV talk show in Chicago. Sickness, murder, mayhem are the topics of the day. Can the ghostly apparition be stopped before all is lost? Watch the late Shirley Hemphill starring in the classic horror flick, Phantom of the Oprah.
Outstanding. That movie. Scary
oh, yeah.
Movie.
I got goosebumps listening to that.
In fact, it scares me so much I almost have to go pee.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe you should, and we'll listen.
That's what I have to do during the middle of scary movies. That's why I don't really like them very much. They get just a little too intense, a little too excited, and I have to hit pause and run to the little boy's room. But I tell you, one of my favorite scary movies of all time. Actually, I hated it, but I went to it with a really, really hot chick. So it was I Know What You Did Last Summer. And the only reason I thought it was a great movie is because I thought Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs deserved an Academy Award, because their performance in that movie was spectacular.
Oh, she is a good-looking woman.
That was the best they've ever been. I mean, her. She did. She was great. She's a wonderful actress. But the scary movie.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Jennifer Love Hewitt. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm back now.
Continue to think about her if you want. the one I hate the most is Friday the 13th.
And why is that?
The reason I hate that is because, as you recall, you heard this noise throughout the movie. Right? And, of course, the dude's name was Jason.
Exactly.
I happen to be named Jason. So all through school, growing up, as if school isn't torture enough, every time I would walk into the room during Halloween season, people would change that a little bit and go, "Jason, Jason, Jason, Jason," like that. And then they go, "Where's your mask?" And then I would tell them, "Up your ass." And then I would end up in detention.
Uh-huh. So it was your fault.
I guess it's my fault. It's my parents' fault for naming me Jason. Never would have happened if I had done that.
Yes.
Right. So anyway, I'm not handing out anything tomorrow night. Long about sunset, I'll put the blackout lines over the windows and lock the doors and have pizza and watch the Arkansas football game. That's how I'll celebrate Halloween.
So your home will be kind of like an apartment in London in 1940 tomorrow.
Very similar. Very similar.
Okay.
It'll be cold, be chilly, foggy, frightening.
And you'll be in blackout mode.
I'll be in blackout mode.
That's where that joke was going there, Jay.
Yeah, I got you.
661-244-9852. Chime in with "I'm stupid." Give us your favorite.
See if you can figure out what he meant by that joke. I was thinking, well, that's way too late for Jack the Ripper.
Anyway, I see Knight is in the chat room, which I'm very surprised about. She's probably sitting in a bar, half naked, with some drooling guy hanging over her shoulder. And
she's probably used to that.
Well, yes, that's true. And he's probably like 48, you know, older than I. older than I, but no less disgusting.
Well, then he's my hero, because that's my objective when I get old, is to just be a dirty old man.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
See, Mike is mentioning that Missouri plays Nebraska tomorrow. Oh, we're going to talk about that, Mike. That's in our
We are going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how the Missouri Tigers are going to get pounded by the Huskers.
Is that what we're going to talk about?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
That was a tease.
Okay. Hey, we have a caller, and I happen to know who this caller is, and we have a little bit of music ready for her, because that's what we do. So.
Go ahead, Colin.
Okay.
Oh, I'm on? Hey, guys.
It's Warrior Cat.
I am loving the show tonight. I'm so glad I can finally listen live.
I'm glad someone is.
Well, I actually have to listen on my iPhone tonight because I have an internet issues. But I have to say, Jay, that
mm-hmm.
"I Know What You Did Last Summer" is also my favorite scary movie of all time.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think
well, that excites me. we'll have to watch it sometime. We'll share a Snuggie and we'll watch that.
Warrior Cat.
Yes. Hi, darling.
I like hello. I like the fact that once he saw that you called in, he's already with the sound effects.
He was prepared for me, but he kind of knew.
I did a little show prep of my own, baby.
y'all do awesome show prep. You know why? Because first of all, you talk with each other ahead of time about what you're going to talk about on the show. Okay, not all shows do that all the time. Secondly, y'all do all these little cool pre-recorded stuff. Y'all work very hard on your show, and that's why you're number 3 in comedy on Blog Talk Radio. Congratulations for that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Maybe if we worked less hard, we would be number 1.
Well, you never
so,
know, right?
Yeah, maybe the key to everything is to just work less hard. You never know.
No, y'all will be number 1 before you know it. But I don't know if they'll ever knock Blogstein out of number 1. He hasn't even done a show since, I don't know, April. And he's still, for some
and
reason,
he's still kicking our ass. I know.
I don't know. I mean, well, you know, he had a great show. But I'm wondering if people are actually still, like, listening to these past shows or if it's just because they've always loved it.
Oh, yeah, he's still getting people listening to that show. It's still getting hits every week.
I think he has 3,000 different email addresses, and he just goes in there and logs in.
the thing is, he quit his show, so I don't know why he would even bother doing that.
Well, you never know. He may want to come back someday.
Well, maybe he's like Mike and just has too much time on his hand.
That Mike is funny. I know that y'all make fun of him and stuff, but I like
No.
I like his little calm. There's a lot of callers I really like that call in frequently. Or a lot. Not all the time. I think Mike calls in every week.
And we appreciate that, too, because he is funny.
Yeah. He's okay. So, Kat, since it is Halloween, how's Alma doing?
Alma is good. She's been kind of quiet. She's still in love with Rock Dog, of course.
Still has bad judgment.
Still has bad, yeah. Exactly. Alma,
for those who don't know,
is the ghost that lives in my house. She's the nice ghost that lives in my house.
Yes.
I was going to say, I thought maybe it was a cat or something.
Oh, she has some of those too.
I have some of those too. I'm a cat lady. I'm a cat woman. Big time. I love my
cat. Every cat woman's home is haunted. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No,
where
I did because
that?
It. Well, no, I'll tell you what, and I'm sorry, Kat and Jay. We have a ghost cat here in the Bagwine Digs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We do have our cat
up in your lap.
Yeah. Well, actually, yes, we have a cat, Corky, as. If anyone reads my blog, we have Corky, but we have a cat who we have seen in a gray apparition, and she jumps up on my lap when I sleep, and there's no cat there, but it is a cat.
But you can feel her?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely, and I'm not kidding.
And she starts purring?
No, I do, but but no, seriously, yes, we have a ghost cat.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
And the great thing about being a ghost cat is you don't have to feed it. You don't have to put out any kitty litter for it. No expense.
Exactly.
Cats are wonderful.
So are you handing out any candy for Halloween, Kat?
I don't know. I was thinking about it maybe, but I don't know. I haven't decided. I haven't done it in quite a few years.
Kids, for those of you who don't know, Kat lives down on the Texas-Mexico border. Do kids sneak into the country to go trick-or-treating on Halloween from Mexico?
I don't know if they sneak into the country to do that. They sneak into the country for a whole lot of other reasons. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, hey, you know, I've never handed out candy since I've lived here, so maybe I should hand out candy, find out, you know, ask them if they came from Mexico.
You could,
yeah, everyone... You could be like
you
the governor of Arizona.
Rock candy.
You could be like the governor of Arizona, or you could be like Lou Dobbs, you know, and stand there and say, "Are you here legally?" And if they say yes, you can give them some candy.
And if they're not,
yeah, Lou.
If you're not, if they're not, tell them you're going to report them if they don't get out of there.
Or I
yeah, when Lou Dobbs.
Oh, go ahead. Go
when
ahead.
Lou Dobbs answers his door. He doesn't say, when they say trick or treat, he replies, "Papers, please."
I mean, that, this area is like pretty much like people who are white are a minority. So I don't know how it is in Arizona on that border, but I know on this border, you would have to be, literally be asking pretty much every person that walked down the street their papers. So I don't know how that border is. And I don't know how they would do that. So, you know.
I would think that's a problem in Arizona because I would think, you know, with all the hot weather and the sun, everyone would be tan.
Well, you, I mean, here too, we have a lot of sun. It's not as bad as Arizona, but it's pretty bad. But, I mean, you see some whiteies out there. But, yeah, a lot of people get tan.
Some whiteies. Oh,
I mean,
my
like
God, we got to save that one.
Like really pale. I'm talking about like really pale.
Oh.
Like I'm half Guatemalan, half white. So I look like it's good because I kind of mix in here. I mix in here. People can't tell if I'm – I just
– So you're –
It's all races.
You're Guatawhiten.
Guatawhiten? Yeah, I'm Guatawhiten. But I'm from Louisiana, so I'm Cajun in the heart, at heart. So.
Oh, wow. You're all messed up, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm full of all kinds. I'm a mutt. Oh, guys, I love your show. I'm so glad I finally got to call it. And I'm
so,
so
are glad
we.
I'm glad you got to call, too.
And I'm glad I finally got to talk to you, Matt, because I've followed you on Twitter. You're a cool guy, and y'all are doing a great job with the show. I just want y'all to know that. And you got me supporting you 100%.
You're my favorite
you.
Chucklehead.
You're my favorite chucklehead. And Los Cachos, he's my favorite. Does Matt know why I call you Los Cachos?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, the horns that he wears on his head, okay, those Viking horns, in Spanish.
Not the ones that are there naturally.
Yeah, the Viking hat he wears. Like, I was showing my mom his picture once because I was telling her how awesome he was, you know, what a great guy he was. And she loved the picture with his hat where that he's making a peace sign. is just wearing those horns. So she started calling them Los Cachos, which is the horns in Spanish. So ever since, and I love that name. So I just started calling him that. And so from then on, he's been Los Cachos. So that's where that comes from. So everybody knows, in case you follow me on Twitter and wonder why is she calling him Los Cachos, that's why.
Oh, can you say that again?
Special.
What did I say? Los Cachos. Which part?
Say it with the anger you just said.
Los Cachos.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't see the picture and go, Diablo, Diablo.
No. She loves Jay, too. She loves Jay, too.
And
she
who wouldn't?
Follows him on Facebook.
Yeah.
I know, he's such a great guy. So...
Yeah, we hear that all the time, and we're getting a little tired of it.
Well, you're awesome, too, Matt. You're awesome, too.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Oh, you're just trying to make you feel good now.
I know.
Oh, and, no,
well,
no,
I'll take it.
And you know I love Schmoop. Schmoop is awesome. She doesn't know I guess who I am, but I know who she is because of that one little incident that you know about, right, Matt? We won't say it on the air, though.
I don't recall what you're talking about.
Nice movie.
No, I'll tell you about it later, Matt.
Yeah, tell him about it.
Okay,
tell
remind
about it.
Me.
I thought he knew. But no, she's cool, too. I think she's hilarious. And anyway, guys, great show. I'm going to let you take another caller now because I'm blabbering. And I don't like to blabber.
Well, we thank you for calling. You're awesome.
Thanks, guys. And thanks for the shout-out every week. For the we're not having a show tomorrow night, though. Me and Dr. Anonymous are taking the night off. So, but I want to thank you, though, for that, too, and you give a shout-out.
Anytime.
All right, guys. Well, have a great show, and I'll talk to you later.
Well, thanks
bye.
For calling in, Kat.
Okay, bye. Mwah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I'm in my happy place now. But you know, Jay, I have to get out of my happy place.
Okay.
So,
what gets you out of your happy place?
Well, I'd like to go see another movie. Would you like to hear it?
Let's hear the next trailer, another world premiere scary movie trailer.
And I'm with Stupid Exclusive. Here you go, guys.
Amanda Peeler, played by Heidi Montag, was a baker's apprentice some 8 years ago at Lynette's Bakery in Litchfield. One day, she was preparing several loaves of marble rye. She evidently added far too much yeast to the batter, causing a huge explosion within the facility. A fire ensued. Although Amanda escaped, all 7 employees, including Lynette, were toast. Amanda returned 8 years later to reopen the bakery in honor of the victims. Little did she know that her dead co-workers were waiting for her so they could exact their revenge. You will experience the fear of your life when you see how much damage a day-old dinner roll can do when you watch Dawn of the Bread.
Can't wait to see that movie.
Oh, man, that is going to scare the wadding out of people.
Especially if Heidi Montag's naked.
Well, I'm sure she will be because there's no reason to have her in the movie otherwise.
And that's what she does.
Well, you know, just people do what they do best, and she gets naked best.
Yeah, you got to find what you do best at, and she's done it.
Absolutely. You know where it would suck to go trick-or-treating?
Where would it suck?
If you lived in the projects.
He said.
You know, if you lived in the projects, it would suck. Could you imagine you go up there, you knock on the door, trick-or-treat, and they throw something in the bag, and you look in, you go, God, crack again?
Yeah.
Doesn't anybody have meth around here?
Or it could be a can of Sterno.
It could be. It may actually be
here.
Worse to be that. Being the homeowner may be worse. You know, you answer the door and, like, kid pulls a Glock 9 on you and put the candy in the bag, bitch. We'll move on.
Oh, God.
I probably shouldn't just wing it like that, should I? Let's go back to the outline.
Oh, no, you were fine. Here, heat your rose up with this. Put a biscuit on top. Oh, God. That's, what is the number?
661-244-9852 if you'd like to call in and tell us about your Halloween experiences. I got to tell you about this guy when I was a kid. Every year at Halloween, he was the owner and publisher of the local paper, the Daily Disappointment. And
yes.
he would take a big bucket, sometimes those big plastic pumpkin things, you know, that are actually buckets or whatever. And he'd sit it out there on the front porch. He'd turn on all the lights and he'd put a sign on it that would say, "Hello, trick-or-treaters, we're not home, but grab yourself some candy, but please just take one so everybody can share." And he would leave the bucket empty. So everybody who came up there thought that some greedy bastard had already cleaned him out.
Now, I think that is a sheer sign of brilliance. That is good shit.
Especially is for a guy who really had no sense of humor at all.
You know, evidently, like our listeners, 661-244-9852. Come on, call in with your favorite scary movies, your favorite Halloween horror stories. Dour Mike, if you're out there, we're waiting on you. And I don't see him in the... Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, I know Mike's probably handing out mothballs or something this Halloween.
Something, he's doing something exciting, I'm sure. You know, I used to have I had a neighbor who used to, she would go, when we live in an apartment, so you don't get many kids in apartment buildings, you know. And
yeah.
So she would go over to her family's house and hand out candy and stuff. And so before she left, she had a dog and she didn't want people knocking on the door all night. So she put a sign on the door that said, "No candy here." And every year I wanted to print out an official sex offender notice and put it above that sign. But I never did do it because I'm a nice guy and it's just,
well,
I wouldn't remember to go take it down before she got home. That's really the only reason.
It's kind of funny that you mentioned that because we got a notice a couple months ago at the beer mine. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, that's where I work. It's a drive-thru that sells beer. We got a notice. It was a flyer, and it had a picture of a guy's face on it, and he was a sex offender, and they put him out in the neighborhood. Well, I superimposed my face on said flyer, and I put it on the door, so no one bothers us. That's funny stuff, guys. Come on.
That is funny. No, that was funny. I had muted my mic for a second there.
Of course you did.
We have a... Hey, we have a caller. It's Mr. Excitement.
Thank God.
Blog Talk Radio's most flamboyant caller. Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Yes. And I want to say... that nobody's talked about Psycho or Wait Until Dark as two of the most scary movies ever. You gotta.
Hey, that's not Mike.
No, it's not.
It's Dour Mike.
I'm sorry.
No way.
I couldn't hear you.
It's Dour Mike's
yes
wife.
Way. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I said, why hasn't anybody brought up Psycho or Wait Until Dark for scary movies?
Well, you know, you
I
make
love
a great
what,
point.
I love
Psycho
Wait
was one
until
of my
dark
favorite movies of all time.
You
see, I'm not all into Psycho, but Wait Until Dark is one of the best psychological thrillers of all time.
And that's Audrey Hepburn, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
she was
blind.
Wonderful in that movie. Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, I love Hitchcock movies.
Good evening.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you people heard me, but I just snorted. That was pretty good, Jay.
I also want to say that it's very true that my husband is funny. Very funny.
Oh, he is hilarious.
He is. He's hilarious. You're pretty funny yourself.
Thank you. But looks aren't everything. But this is radio. How do we even know that?
Exactly. And that's why we're on it.
We were
amazing.
Made for radio.
Okay, so we got one of you in Arkansas and one in Ohio. And where we are?
That would be
cool. Here we are in Missouri.
And you're pretty close to halfway between the two of us.
Yeah.
If I go that direction, going
that's
towards
right.
And if you,
Batman's.
Well, we got kinfolk in both those other places.
Well, I was going to say, if we go back far enough, we're probably all cousins.
Yeah, I know. Scary, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, the funniest thing about Mike, it's the way he looks up errors on Google Maps. The guy kills me.
He does have a lot more to do, but that's a public service, you know.
Yeah, I
know.
I can see him. He finds an error on Google Maps, and he pushes his glasses back up on his nose and gives a little snort and says, found another one.
How do you know about his glasses and pushing them back up on his nose?
We could just see it.
We just kind of sensed it.
I mean, this is amazing. I thought this was the man who only showed the back of his head.
We can see we can see through his head. Oh my gosh.
So what are you guys handing out to the little trick-or-treaters?
Well, today
maps.
We Well, that's a good idea.
Pocket protectors.
We got a few of those, but we were at our favorite place today called O'Leary's, and they have French fried pickles, and we brought a whole bunch of them home. And that I know
well, the
we
kids
got.
Are gonna love you.
Betcha. Get a salt high, not a sugar high, a salt high. Well, I don't want to monopolize this, but, you know, I'll give you one opportunity.
Oh, no, by all means, go ahead.
Mike, say hello, and you'll know this is authentic. I'm going to hand the receiver to him.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do?
You've been usurped. You've been surpassed, mister.
Yeah. I was trying to listen to this over the stereo speakers with her right behind me, and there's like a 20-second delay. Talk about not knowing what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
Well, there's a delay. You probably didn't hear it because you were fooling with equalizer and all that and trying to get it just right, Mike.
I haven't managed to do that yet.
Damn it. I don't like the way this sounds.
More bass.
Exactly.
No, what is it? Then it's more.
Oh my God!
I can't think. More cowbell. That's what it is.
More cowbell. More cowbell.
Oh my God!
You had half a saying going there, and it was gone. More cowbell.
Your wife's told you that before, too, hasn't she?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You had half a thing going on there, and then it was gone.
That happens a lot.
Well, it happens when you get older, dude. That's
yeah,
all I heard.
For sure. Well. All right. It's quarter till time for picks.
Okay, not quite yet.
Mizzou over Nebraska.
Think so, huh?
Oh, you're making your picks.
Moving up
ladies
to number
and gentlemen,
one.
Mike is taking over the show.
Taking Missouri, are you?
Yeah, have to.
I'm not
you
sure
seem
even going to cover
about
that
it.
7.5.
Pretty excited about Mizzou there, are you, Mike?
Not really, but
well, they did everybody a favor last week by
yes, they did,
by taking out OU. And hey, guess what? We have another caller. Let's take
really?
That other call. It's another St. Louis call. We're big in St. Louis, you know.
What?
What the?
Oh, they disappeared off the screen. They probably didn't want me to say they're in St. Louis.
It was probably Mike's wife offering
probably got a little
rebuttal.
Probably got a little paranoid.
Well, Fluffalicious did a hey, yeah, when I said Missouri over Nebraska before, so maybe they're.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a 314 area code anyway.
Yeah, it sure could.
She needs to. She could put on her cheerleader outfit and cheer the Tigers on.
Or you could, Mike. I know you got it in you.
No. Not even
really?
For Halloween.
Not even for
not
the University
even.
Of Missouri.
No. They would lose if they were counting on me to do that.
What did you just do, Mike? Because it sounded like your back just gave out.
That was me knocking over the shredder and setting it back upright.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Sound effect.
That's great radio right there.
Now, on Friday nights, is that what you do? You shred your bills?
Yeah. It's better than paying them.
Well, there you go. Oh, my God.
Oh, well. Oh, Dana thought it was the toilet flushing. Yeah, it's a little too high-pitched to be thought of something else.
Oh my God, I thought Rhino was funny.
You guys are a riot.
Oh, we just lost another listener. I better stop that.
God. We may have lost a listener, but we picked up a normal Norman Rockwell painting because you two are the ones out there with the pitchfork and crap, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, I'm running out of stuff to. Oh, wait. He wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Did y'all know that around here, anyway, they make the trick or treaters tell you a joke? Do you do that where
no,
you are?
No.
Well, so I have one in case anybody needs one.
Well,
go
all
ahead.
Right then.
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
You know, you and Mike smoke a lot of pot, don't you?
No, we're just high on each other.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think on that note, I'll let somebody else on. God bless you. Bye.
God bless you, too.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Oh,
9 minutes left in the show, folks.
Jay, I think we're getting close to our NFL picks, aren't we?
We are. Do we have a sponsor? I think we have another movie trailer to sponsor the NFL picks, right?
Yes, we do. Here it is. It's a new movie. It'll be appearing in theaters everywhere starting tomorrow. So let's take a listen.
Natalie Absent is a sweet, caring young Texas girl, as well as a protective older sister to her brother, Marcus. For weeks, she has been working on a 15,000-piece jigsaw puzzle of the Alamo. With only 40-some pieces to go, Marcus and some of his friends accidentally fall into the table that holds it. The pieces fly everywhere, destroying weeks of work. Overcome with rage, Natalie grabs a butcher knife and pursues little Marcus and his buddies over 7 agonizing and harrowing hours. Brutal murder or narrow escape? To find out, watch Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber in the made-for-TV thriller, The Texas Jigsaw Massacre.
That's the scariest of all.
It's a beautiful thing. And Miley.
Miley, again, it's her first nude scene, right?
Well, no, not yet. But on November 23rd, Miley Cyrus turns 18, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll help her celebrate her birthday.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to jump out of a cake. And I'm going to say, never mind. No, I'm not.
You can't be modest now. Do it.
You want your old man? I got your old man right here, baby. That's what I'm going to say when I jump out of the cake. Okay, see? I wanted to stop, and you wouldn't let me. And it,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You were right. Okay, it's time for the football pick. 6 minutes to go in the show. If we stop live streaming during the picks, we'll finish up and we'll finish the show, and then you guys can listen to the rest of it in archives if you really want to.
Oh, God. Well, let's hurry up because I have one more trailer.
Okay. First game this week is Pittsburgh at New Orleans. We're doing the
New
Orleans game, of course. Who died?
Well, exactly. And it's on Halloween, so we have to do it.
Exactly.
It's the sinners against the saints.
Yep. And this is also our Nipsey Russell tribute game.
Oh, cool.
So let's do our Nipsey Russell tribute here.
By all means.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man, this is a good time. Okay, New Orleans is one of the most haunted towns around. Ghosts, ghouls, and goblins all abound, and they're always ready to party without any restraint. But I'm afraid the Steelers are going to whip the zombie Saints. God. I'll take Pittsburgh.
Okay,
Saints is just not playing well.
Well, they have become one-dimensional. I'm trying to focus. I am. They have become one-dimensional. Pierre Thomas is out. All the running backs, they have no running game. Pittsburgh will destroy them. Okay.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, my God.
What's your first game?
I don't know.
Your first game. Your first game is Jacksonville at Dallas.
Thank you.
Absolutely nothing funny about either of these cities.
Jacksonville and Dallas, the battle of the bad. I have no idea who's going to win this. Tony Romo's out. Jacksonville's horrible. I have no other reason to think this than I think it's going to be a fluke and Dallas will win. And everyone will say, see, it's because of Tony Romo.
Well, I hope so. And, I was trying to think of something scary about Dallas, but the only thing I can ever think of was that tranny hooker that I met when I was there one time. But we won't go into that. And I'm taking Dallas also to win.
Was her name Jessica Simpson?
I don't remember. It was a bad, bad night.
It was your own personal crying game, wasn't it?
My next game is, we're doing college games too, folks. I thought we'd let you know that. My next game is Oregon at Southern Cal. Southern Cal hates being called Southern Cal, so I'm going to call them that every chance I get. You know that they used to think that the Coliseum in L.A. was haunted, and it just turned out that it was a whole bunch of illegals hiding out there. Anyway. I'm going to take Southern Cal to pull off the big upset, take Oregon out, ruin their national championship hopes, destroy them.
I would agree with you. However, and you know how good I am on picks, I think the speed of Oregon and they're just up for it, and they are going to edge out USC.
And you may be right. They're very, very good.
And
our final game.
I'm glad this is such a funny segment. Our final game and one that Dour Mike is waiting on, the Missouri Tigers at Nebraska.
The children of the corn going to defeat Missouri.
You know, I actually think that. I think Nebraska is pissed off enough to beat the Tigers. I don't think they're that good on defense, and I think they're going to show it come tomorrow. And I also predict Nebraska toppling the mighty Tigers of Mizzou.
And it all works out perfectly because that would be Nebraska beat Texas, Missouri beat Oklahoma, and then Nebraska beat Missouri. They'll all have one loss and all be out of it. Perfect.
And that would be good for the Arkansas Hogs.
Well, it'd just be good for the world in general. Arkansas plays
exactly.
Vanderbilt. I think they should be able to handle Vandy tomorrow. I mean, they wouldn't if it was like, you know, unless they were doing calculus. At midfield.
I was
going to
say, if it was a math test, they would lose.
Yeah, exactly. If they gave them a chemistry lab experiment, we'd be in a lot of trouble. But since it's football, I think we got them.
There you go. Hey, Jake.
Okay, we're about to run out of time.
I want to play one more trailer.
Thank you to everybody in the chat room. And we're, yeah, let's crank up the next trailer and we'll just play out the rest of the show and you guys can hear it in archives. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Shannon and Lily, portrayed by Tracy Lords and Mary Carey, were once hardworking single mothers, but have been possessed by the forces of Satan through a demon named Captain Roddy. They neglect their kids. They spend all day in bed together, drinking wine, having sex with each other, and talking in tongues. Lily's sister, portrayed by Tina Yothers, alerts social services as to the strange goings-on. Social services have seen this before, and they know exactly who to send. Ron Jeremy is Nate Strait in The Sexorcist.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, The Sexorcist. I think that one gets delivered to your house in a plain brown wrapper.
Yeah. You can find it on Netflix. It's in I don't even know what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, we're not live streaming anymore, so I guess we can wrap the show up.
That's good.
Have a great Halloween.
You do the
same. Enjoy the beer mine. I'll, like I said, not handing any candy out or anything. It would be fun, though, if we just wouldn't get anybody. We just don't get any crowds here. But when I lived in areas that we did get crowds, I did enjoy handing out candy because it reminded me of some good times I've had down at the park. God. And we'll see if anybody listens to the archives and hears that one.
Well, like I said, I can't wait to dress as a priest tomorrow and hand out suckers.
Right. All right.
Okay, Jay.
All right, that's it. We're going to close the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Night. Little old lady got mutilated late last night.